the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. A bona fide YouTube star.
With over 3 million subscribers.
He started Blexit with Candace Owens. And now, he's tackling moral decay and the news of the day. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and ladies, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Let me just make a statement real quick before I play the Kissinger, whatever his name is, Kissinger. What's his name? How you say his name? Kissinger. I want to say Kissinger, but it's Kissinger. Before I talk about that fool, I just want to give some fellas some advice real quick, just real quick. It's this girl that pops up on my... I won't block her because she's so stupid that I just kind of entertain at how stupid she can get. This woman is a terrible wife. I was surprised she had a husband, and I feel bad for that man. Like I literally want to pray for him at night. She just made a video about how she can't barbecue at her house no more. So we don't do barbecues with a grill anymore. And she was complaining that her husband was too occupied with the grill, so she had to do too much other work, and so she didn't enjoy herself. I haven't met a woman in my life that bees and complains as much as this woman do about simple stuff. She made a video the other day, said she don't do her husband's clothes. She go, I don't cook for my husband. I don't clean the clothes. He's a grown man. He can do it himself. It's like, what's the point of marrying you? A man could get more out of being single and hiring a maid than just having you around. Men, avoid women like this. Avoid women like this. If your woman don't love you enough to not complain about doing simple tasks for you, washing your clothes, I mean, I just don't get it. Now, two people working on a job and y'all both slaving, maybe you guys could probably participate in equal labor. Because it's not fair that one person, y'all working the same, but one person's doing all the work at home and the other person just get to sit around. That don't make sense if both of y'all working the same amount of hours. But I wouldn't marry a woman working the same amount of hours as me. I'm not saying a woman that's working the same amount of hours as me is not worthy of marriage. If that works for you and your spouse, then y'all do what y'all do. I would not marry a woman like that. I don't want a woman that's at work all day. I want a woman that caters to me. My lifestyle. And in return, that woman she get whatever she want. But my wife, when I go home, my wife got the clothes washed. She make me food. And you gotta think, my wife do it cause she love me. I don't ask her to do none of this stuff. I don't ask my wife to make me food. I can order DoorDash. I don't ask my wife to clean my clothes. We pay for people to clean the house and they can clean the clothes too if we just so decide to. I can budget it after. I can have somebody come to my house and clean my clothes for me if my wife just didn't want to do nothing. But my wife loves me. That's why she does it. She wants me to have fresh clothes. She really is invested in how I present to the world. My wife don't complain about stuff like that. You know, when I go out and I smoke cigars and I'm doing business, my wife don't complain. She know I'm doing business. She know I like smoking cigars. So she give me my time and space to do it. But in return, what I do for my wife, my wife don't have to slave at home all day. We got nanny. She get the nanny as much as she wants. She don't want the nanny a lot, so she get part-time. She want the lady part-time, so I say part-time. My wife don't have to clean the house, do the thorough clean, you know, all the time, because we hire people to come and do a thorough clean. And my wife just, she keep it tidy. I do pick up after myself and stuff like that. But for the most part, my wife take care of me. I go home, my stuff is packed. I mean, my stuff is folded, my clothes up, whatever the case may be. That's the kind of woman you want to marry. Don't marry no woman that's bickering and complaining about doing stuff for you as if it's like a competition, like she's working for somebody. Oh, I shouldn't have to wash his clothes. And when you're in a relationship with somebody and y'all counting costs, well, I do this, you should do this. Well, you do this, I should do this. That's not a good marriage. All I do is I'm focused on doing what I can for my wife, and she focused on doing what she can for me. That's it. The reason I'm on this radio talking to y'all, I do love y'all. I do love politics, but I want to make sure that my family have a good, comfortable life. I want to make sure that they're good, and I want to make sure I'm an example, and that I'm reaching the world, and my son has somebody to look up to. All of these things I do, and not just for my own self-aggrandizement, it's for me to be an influence in the world for my family and generations to come. Now, you know, I don't see myself doing radio for 20, 30 years. I don't see myself doing that. But the time that I have, I want to make sure that I make an impact. Because an impact in the world and changing lives is more than money. Because I can make money doing a lot of stuff. But I think it's the impact and it's the connection with people that means more. Change in our country. Change in minds. Next generation of people, whoever listening to me, may become better by listening to the show. That's important to me. And I do all of these things to be a better example for my kids, to be a good husband, somebody my wife can be proud of. And also, obviously, you got to make some money. We don't live in communist China. It's capitalism. And everything I do, I want my wife to not have to work. I want my wife to not have to be slaving over raising a kid, which is nothing wrong with it. We only have one little one. But I don't want my wife to, I want my wife to have time for herself. I want her to be able to get her nails done when she wants to, get her hair done when she wants to. I don't want my wife to worry about money. I manage the finances, all of that. And so when two people are saying, I love this other person enough that I'm going to do all I can to make your life better, I'm here to serve you. And if both people in a marriage are serving each other, then you have a great marriage. You can't, like my wife, We haven't disagreed in a long time, but when we do disagree and I'm right, my wife never apologizes. She never says she's wrong ever. And I got to the point where I'm like, it doesn't matter. Because when me and the wife disagree, we get into an argument, I always say, I'm sorry. Even I know I wasn't wrong. But that's what I want to do. Because I love her and I want her to know that I see, you know, if I argued and it was a disagreement, that I love her and I'm sorry that we disagreed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could have found a different way to resolve that issue than arguing about something. I apologize for my part in it. And I move on. I don't care if she apologized to me. I didn't apologize to her so she can apologize to me. I did it because how I feel about my wife. Even when I'm wrong, even when I'm right, I don't like my wife to feel bad about being wrong. So I try to make it. That's why I don't like arguing with my wife for anything, or I don't like that because I don't like the way she. I don't like the way I feel like she feel when she's wrong. So my priority is to not, you know, try to argue my wife unnecessarily. And if I'm right, I'm not shoving it in her face and be like, "Look, I'm right. Look, you're wrong." I don't do that either. And then if we argue and I know she was wrong because she was wrong about the first thing, I apologize anyway because I love her. She ain't got to do nothing in return. That's the way you should treat your kids. That's the way you should treat your wife. If you ain't done nothing, it's the way you should treat God. If you don't do nothing else for me, I love you enough. And this is how I feel about God, is that I love you enough that I'm going to serve you no matter what. I'm going to worship you no matter what. I'm going to still praise your name no matter what. If you don't do nothing else for me, what you've done is enough. And I think about my wife, if you don't do nothing else, I made a commitment to you. I love you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be the man I am to you. And if you don't do nothing else right. And your kids are the same way. Your kid can't somehow win my love My boys can't win my love. I love them no matter what they do. I may not like something they do if they don't listen, but I still love you anyway. My son came out to be gay. I still love you, man. I do not like that. You know, that stuff ain't fly in my house, but I still love you. I still am going to support you. I'm not going to let you go. You know, I still care about your feelings. If you break up with, if you with a man and you break up with your boyfriend, I'm going to still be listening to you, you know, tell me how you feel about it. Anyway, I thought I'd just put that out there. That woman just, she grinds my gears, man, because I feel like men are being abused by women. And males abusing women are physical. Women abuse men emotional. I'm saying more so, because men emotionally abuse women too. So, and women physically abuse men. But the way that it happens more often than not, is that the man is physically abusive, and therefore people can see that he's abusive. Women, they emotionally abuse you. And it's a silent abuse. They try to keep the kids away from you in a divorce. You can't see the kids. They try to hurt you. They get a new man and they go, he a better father than you'll ever be. Just want to destroy you. And they don't punch you. Oh, but they take you to court, man. They take you to court for custody and alimony, and they just do stuff that just destroy men. And they do stuff like this woman. I don't make my husband. He a grown man. You don't treat a man like that. And I'm going to tell you guys why. This lady made a really good point online the other day. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you guys why I think there's a big miscommunication between men and women, and this is something that women need to listen to. Hold the phone. Well, summer's here, and the weather is absolutely beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce and even eliminate it. Whether you're hurting back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you will start feeling the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies. There's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersch, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back. The lady was on Instagram and she made this comparison. She said women, and I'm not saying that men don't need to acknowledge this too, because she did it both ways, but I think it was very interesting. I want the women that are listening to me to have children, especially young boys. I want you to think about how you treated your son. And women, when they get older, they forget how men are used to being treated by a good mom. So when you had a son, you loved on him. You gave him affirmations. You know, you're so sweetie, I love you. You cuddle with him. You gave him compassion and love and security and all of those things. And moms with boys, you catered to him. You made sure you cleaned his clothes. You did all this stuff. As he's growing up, he get nurturing and love from mama. He get discipline and direction from dad, nurture, love from mom, majority of the time. And so when that boy grows up, his relationship with women are going to be based on the way he view his relationship with his mom. That means that most boys with loving, compassionate moms are looking for women who are like mama, that's nurturing and loving and compassionate. And I feel like that young boys grew up with those loving, compassionate moms, and then they get into the world and these women are not like their mama. They're harsh and bitter, and they don't love unconditionally like their mama did. And men seek that, and sometimes these women grow up in a way in which they feel like that a man is not a man if he want a woman to be nurturing to him. It's like, well, a male boy grows up with that love and nurturing from his mama, and he gonna get with you and you like his daddy. And that's why young men a lot of times end up gay, because they don't have a dad. So when you don't have male love, you look for love in other men. And it turns into idolizing people you probably shouldn't, being a part of gangs, or looking for love and compassion from a man in relationships. And I think a lot of the trauma that happens with human beings, and male and female, is that people are misinterpreting what the other needs. You know, just like a young girl, as a man with a, I don't have a daughter, but if I had a daughter, what is a father to a daughter? You love her. You take care of her. You protect her. She feel protected and loved and secure with you, you know, with her father. And so when she go out to date a man and you don't know what you want to do with your life, that's not security. You take care of a man and you don't run the household. You don't know how to be a leader. You want y'all to co-lead. You want to be in a co-relationship. So a lot of young ladies with strong fathers that they have a great relationship with their father, they're not looking for a man like that. They don't want a man that don't make, daddy made decisions. Daddy wasn't, hey, what you want to do? Daddy made decisions. He was firm. He was confident. He was consistent. And they viewed him as strong and, you know, somebody they can cuddle under. And that don't have to be like a physical cuddle. That's an emotional cuddle. And therefore, young women are looking for men like her dad. that make her feel safe and all those other things. She knows she's financially taken care of, all of those things. And young boys grow up and they miss that. They're not treating a woman like that. And that's why it's important to have a good mom and dad at home. So a boy can learn how to be a man and learn how his relationship with women should go, because she see how mama treat him and mama treat daddy. So a young man can see what he want to replicate in his wife and family, and he know what it's like to be a man because a man lived in his house. And the same thing with a woman. A woman who knows how to treat a husband. And a lot of times, and this is what happened in the black community, and anybody can attest to this, a lot of the black men on the black blogs, they always saying that these women, black women are so aggressive and they so mean and they're not as compassionate as white women. These are black people saying this. This ain't me. And one of the reasons is because when you grew up in a single mother household as a girl, your mama don't need no man. She's strong-willed. She's trying to play both mom and daddy roles. She probably over-disciplined because it's overwhelming to try to take care of a kid by yourself. So she probably over-disciplined. She probably very harsh, not as compassionate and loving because she wasn't secure. Your mama didn't have no man. She didn't have no security. So you got this woman that's single and out here by herself, and she's trying to do the best she can. She's trying to be daddy, mama at the same time. She's trying to be the financial advisor and everything. She's trying to carry all these hats, and she can't just focus on loving you as a kid. And those young women grow up with daddy issues because mama don't need no man, and daddy wasn't there for us. I can't depend on a man. And therefore, a lot of them don't want to trust a man because the only man that they could have trusted, that man ain't nowhere to be found. And so this is what happens to young people without both parents. And that's why it's important, fathers. I'll go back to the fathers real quick. That's why it's so important as a father for you to be there for your kids no matter what the mama doing. And it's not easy, man. I know men that have walked away, and I don't blame them. But I don't think it was the right thing to do. I don't blame you for not wanting to deal with that drama every day, emotional drain and all the chaos, and it's easy for you to go and start another family and not even look back. And your life would be more peaceful. And some men, that may be the right thing to do. I don't know. But if I can encourage any man that's in that situation, you just got to chip away at it, man. Just a little bit at a time, man. Eventually it'll go your direction. And if it never go your direction, when that kid become an adult, and it sucks, man, because they're going to be 30-something before they realize it. But when they become an adult and they see it, their emotional subconscious connection is going to reveal itself, because they're going to get to a point where it's going to come up that all this time, my daddy been there. He always loved me unconditionally. And they grow up and see how crazy their mama was, or vice versa, how crazy their daddy was. And they're going to realize, but my daddy was always there for me. My mom was always there for me. Never gave up. And I think about my daddy like that. My mom and daddy wasn't together. And my daddy ain't never gave up on me and my brother. He was always in our life. I never remember a time when my daddy wasn't accessible, that we didn't live with my dad. I mean, all that, man. My dad was always there. And I know it wasn't always easy. You know, my mama, I love my mama to death, but, you know, that she wasn't very easy to deal with when it come to my daddy. And as a man, I look back on those times and I realize, well, wow, how much more should I be in my son's life when my daddy dealt with all that stuff, and he never once missed a day spending time with us. And he went on and got remarried and had a whole family, and my dad never turn his back on me and my brother ever. And like, I'll never forget that. And there's been times with my son and the drama, and I say, man, why do I even deal with this stuff? I can't deal with it no more. Like, why am I even dealing with this? It's not worth it to me. I'm literally miserable and having heart palpitations because of so much drama for no reason. I'm a good man. I'm just trying to do right. But you never give up. And things begin to turn around for you, but your kids will always look at you and say, my daddy never gave up on me. He always loved me. And that's going to mean something to them later in life. Hold the phone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit Queen of Dragons. Dragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Crying, you say you're even thinking about dying. Well, before you do anything rash, baby, listen to this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to play that clip from that beta. I want to call him a P-word. I asked him, could I say the P-word on the radio, and they told me no. It's a great description of who that man is. The closest word I can do is wussy. And that's what this fake Republican is. I can't stand men like this. You have no backbone and spine if you say this. What's his name? Kinsinger. What a beta. Wrote a clip.
I'm Adam Kinsinger, and I'm a proud conservative. I always have been. As a proud conservative, I've always put democracy and our Constitution above all else. And it's because of my unwavering support for democracy that today, as a proud conservative, I'm endorsing Joe Biden for re-election. My entire life has been guided by the conviction that America is a beacon of freedom, liberty, and democracy. So while I certainly don't agree with President Biden on everything, and I never thought I'd be endorsing a Democrat for president, I know that he will always protect the very thing that makes America the best country in the world, our democracy. Donald Trump poses a direct threat to every fundamental American value. He doesn't care about our country. He doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself, and he'll hurt anyone or anything in the pursuit of power. We saw that when he tried to overturn an election that he knew he lost in 2020. He attacked the foundation of this nation, encouraging a violent mob of his supporters to march on the Capitol to prevent the peaceful transition of power. Now he's become even more dangerous. He's called for termination of the Constitution. He wants to be a dictator on day one.
I swear to God, I can't listen to him anymore. Just cut him off. I swear to God, if I see Kissinger, I'm going to confront him. I'm going to call him all kind of stuff to his face. And he won't say nothing to me. I'm going to put him on ESPN. I can't stand people like that. That grown man is telling us he's a conservative. And then he goes and says that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. What? Like, I just know that's not a real term. What are you saying? A threat? Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. What does that mean? Then the dummy says he tried to overthrow the election by encouraging a mob to go. Donald Trump tweeted for them not to do anything. How did he encourage a mob to go to the Capitol building? I feel like you disrespected me by getting on the thing and saying you're a conservative and talking about the stuff that he's talking about. Like, I feel like I take it personal that you think you're going to get on the TV or get on the advertisement and say something stupid like that to me. Now, it's probably crazy for me to take it personal, but I'm taking it personal. You really just say you're a conservative and you tell me you're going to vote for Joe, you endorse Joe Biden? I take it personal, bro. You just personally attacked me with that stupidity and tried to gaslight me. The fact that you are trying to convince people that what you said makes sense make me dislike you to the utmost. If I ever seen him in person, he's the only person that I will say something to in person. If I ever see him, I'm going to call him a coward to his face. I'm going to say, you're a coward. You are not a Republican. You're not a conservative. You're a coward. And if I'm really not prayed up, I might call him the P word. And I just do that one, and I'll say, God, forgive me after that. Yeah, would y'all forgive me if I did it? Probably not, so I won't do it. But in my mind, I want to say it. Maybe I'll just call him a wussy. I'm going to call him a vagina. Maybe that's even better. I'm going to call him out for what he is. I wouldn't confront Joe Biden. If I saw him in person, I wouldn't even say nothing to Joe. Kamala Harris wouldn't say nothing to Kamala Harris. It's something about this dude getting on there and gaslighting people that make me feel like I have to say something to him if I ever see him somewhere. I got to call him out on his bluff. Now, I'm not going to put my hands on him or nothing, but I'm going to definitely tell him how I feel about how stupid he is and by how ignorant his statements are. Don't, bro, just say you're a leftist. Just say you eat soy. Just say you're a bottom. Don't get on here and try to act like you're a man like the rest of us and that you really love this country. You can't even be honest with people talking about you love America. You're not even honest. You know Donald Trump didn't encourage a mob. You know Donald Trump not a threat to democracy, whatever that means. You know that's not the case. So why would you say something like that? Unless you're a paid opposition. Talking about you're a Republican. You're an embarrassment to the Republican Party. Ain't nobody that stupid. And let me tell you this, though. You never see Democrats do what these weenies do on a Republican ticket. Show me Democrats. I'm talking about high-ranking Democrats. People that are in the Democrat Senate, people in Congress that say, I'm going to vote for a Republican this time. But you see all of these milquetoast Republicans, Mitt Romney and the like, that's, a threat to democracy. You got these people trying to transition our kids in school, open borders, and you're going to vote for them. Go screw yourself. Hold the phone.
Cry for you. Hey, everybody.
Well, summer's here and the weather is absolutely beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce and even eliminate it. Whether you're hurting back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you will start feeling the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Show, I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it will work well for you. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and was developed when doctors were searching for a better alternative to deal with pain. Relief Factor uses natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask the pain for a short period of time, Relief Factor can help you feel better all the time. So why not give it a try? Go to relieffactor.com. Get started with the 3-week Kickstart kit for $19.95. It's only $19.95. Also, there's a money-back guarantee. So if you take it, it don't work for you, which is, I would be shocked. You can get your money back. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4. Relief. Okay. I think I did enough ranting and yelling. I just really feel like that men like this fool, Kissinger, I know I'm saying his name wrong. I got to look it on a piece of paper. Kissinger. I got to look it on a piece of paper. I just got a text, y'all. I don't know if your phone blowing up like mine is, but during the election, I swear, I don't know where my numbers got spent with, but I'm looking at my text, right, and I see this number that text. I got 15 messages from Democrats. Look at this, a number from 30330. It's a picture of this clown. Man, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd probably spit in his face when I seen him, but I won't do it because I'm a good Christian. Adam Kinzinger. I'm a proud conservative, and it's a text from Democrats. I'm going to read it. I'm a proud conservative, and because of my unwavering support of democracy, I have announced I'm endorsing Joe Biden for reelection. This is one of those text advertisements. Then the one before it is Kamala Harris, who's, I call her knee pad Harris, slept her way up to the top. What a nasty woman. She's supposed to be black, but we know she ain't black, and she married a white man. She ain't got no connection to the culture. Friends, Kamala here. Joe faces off with Trump in a few hours, and we've got to support him. We set a goal to get as many troops donations as we can. I normally say cuss words at these people through text and tell them never to text me again unless they want to die. I never say that. I don't say die because who knows? They'll be taken as a threat. But I do tell them to go screw themselves, and I put the little asterisk next to it so nobody got no text from Brandon Tatum with cuss words in it. So I put the asterisk next to it to make it not a full cuss word, but I do say crazy things back. I normally say Trump 2020, or I say I ain't never vote for no Democrats. They hate black people. But I got 6 text messages from Democrats. Just like in the last couple of days. How many have I gotten from Republicans? Let me look at my phone real quick. I got 6 from Democrats. Let's see. This one, Trump, please. My debate is today. Oh, this is from Trump. I got one from Trump. This one is Democrats. Hold on. Let me see if this is Trump. This is today. Merrick Garland is not above the law. Okay, that's a Trump one. So that's 2 and then 3 Democrats right here. Nope, then I got another Republican. Lord Trump. Y'all finna make me give another donation. I got to watch how much I donate because I don't want to be violating campaign finance laws. And they put me in jail for donating too much money. But anyway, let's move on. I'm sick of these cowards. Let's go to clip 2.
Should President Biden shake Donald Trump's hand? Does he deserve that?
Well, that's up to President Biden. And I'm sure there's no love lost there. I wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to shake your hand either because we know what you do with your hand, especially your right hand. Coward. I can't stand these people. I wouldn't shake his hand. I wouldn't think a turn. I wouldn't shake his hand. He's only one of the greatest men to ever live. Like, what are we even saying? People, stop get your head out your butt. Forget what you think about Donald Trump. Have anybody in the history of the world ever accomplished what Donald Trump has accomplished? Name another person that was a billionaire and became the president of the greatest country on planet Earth. Name one. There probably is a few, but I don't know them. Donald Trump is probably one of the greatest men to live. Is he perfect? No. Did he do things? No. But I think his overall accomplishments, the dude is one of the greatest men to live. After they crap on him for 100 years, he's going to have a statue somewhere. Because then they're going to realize, oh, this dude was actually a great man. When I say great man, look at the legacy that he's left. Listen. If they weren't trying to kill him after he ran for president, Donald Trump would be the man right now. If Trump didn't run for president, where do you think he would be at reputation-wise? They'll be kissing his ashy elbows. Donald Trump is the greatest. Oh, hey, let him endorse a Democrat. Donald Trump is a great businessman. He's always been great. celebrities. The Apprentice Show was such a success. Buy his book, The Art of the Deal. Donald Trump is an elite. Let's put a star in Hollywood of Donald Trump, which they did already. They're going to put a statue somewhere of Donald Trump, the great real estate mogul. But he ran for president, and now he's Satan. But see, people like me and you, we know what the man really is. He is a man like any other person. He got his baggage, and he shoots you straight, and he's been very successful in real estate, and he's been successful as a president. Like, I have zero respect for people that try to say, oh, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. He was already the president. I guess he had magic powers. He could have took over the country, but he just didn't do it his first term. Man, if Donald Trump wanted to stay president, he could have been president. He could have stayed president, right? If the man was a threat to democracy, he could have stayed in the White House and got his cronies and all of his supporters to come protect him where he never had to leave the White House. This is what they try to make it out to him being. That man knew they cheated. We know they cheated. He took the L and he moved on. Like, these people deserve to burn in hell at the sheer deception and lies. Now, if you say you don't want to shake his hand, you don't deserve to burn in hell for that. But if you get, that's the reason I say that is because if I got on here and I started telling y'all Donald Trump is a devil or something, I'm doing all this, and I don't believe it, I just feel like I got to say it because I'm working for a certain company and doing something like that. You know how much of a coward I would have to be? If I just got on here and just started saying something because I think that's what I'm supposed to say, I would have to be such a coward. I wouldn't trust myself if I was like them.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need daily on the Trish Regan Podcast on Salem Podcast Network. Subscribe today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Outstative Show. I got a couple callers calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me go with Ramona. Ramona, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Ramona, Officer Tatum. Good afternoon. I just had to call your show driving back from work today. I think my blood pressure jumped up about 50 points when I heard that the filthy, venomous lie from that weasel. I'm shocked. You know why he does it? Because he knows nobody's going to call him out on it. When I'm done here speaking with you, I will call his office and tell him he's an embarrassment to men, because real men state who they are and what their beliefs are. But he's posing as a conservative, embarrassing himself. He doesn't represent me. And then he's with his just a filthy lie, venomous lies to bring down Donald Trump. I just want to pose a question to people who don't like him. I've asked a colleague of mine, if you don't like him, do you want someone who doesn't hurt your feelings? If you hate someone who doesn't hurt your feelings, or do you want someone that has taken financial blows, emotional blows? I'm sure his family is sick of this. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need this. He's doing it to salvage what's left of our wonderful country. My family escaped from a country. People don't know what they have. You have to fight, go toe-to-toe with these. They're overtaking us. They're poisoning our children, our board. This is open. They're preparing for an MMA fight, and we're going in like we're going to an opera. This is a war. Our country is disappearing. Our children are dying. People are being changed. Kids are told that they're boys and girls. They're busting out our families, because that's the foundation of every great country, because the family is where it begins. This is serious. If you don't like Donald Trump, set aside your dislike or hatred of him. Look at what he sacrificed. Nobody does this for sheer power and fame. He does it for pure love of our country.
Amen. Amen. No, I love it. Every single woman, man, and child should be saying exactly what you're saying. 100%.
Thank you. I mean it. It's not popular, yeah. But, you know, we've been silent, and too many people have been suffering, and most importantly, as a mother, my heart aches, my appetite is crushed every time I hear that an innocent child was put in an early grave because of some. Now, my father was an immigrant, my mother too. They came over 60 years ago, but my father wore, and I've said this to my kids and anybody that will hear me, my father wore, until he passed away in his early 80s, the American flag. He wore flip-flops, T-shirts, tank tops, nose guards, sunglasses. And I didn't understand when I was little. I did visit the country where he was from in Europe many times. And when I see the vast differences, I would give my life for this country. As my father said many times, this is his home, because nowhere on planet Earth exists rights like this. So you have to love and protect, fight for what you love, because they don't care.
Amen. Hold on. We got to go to the break. Hold the phone. I can guarantee that you're going to have a ball learning how to do the watermelon
crawl. Hi, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco, comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.